I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill says he believes a November lottery referendum is no longer possible, but is seeking an opinion from the Attorney General's office. Merrill believes the law is clear that today is the deadline for Alabama lawmakers to approve a constitutional amendment and add it on the November ballot, but they missed that deadline. However, Merrill has asked for an emergency opinion from the Attorney General's office to see if he could alter the ballot if lawmakers pass the lottery bill later this week. The Secretary of State says ballots will be printed Monday. Senator Jim McClendon says lawmakers had until Friday based on a law that allowed amendments to ballots up to 74 days before an election. But Merrill says that section related to changes to candidates' names. The city of Birmingham is about to launch an experimental weekly learning opportunity for new entrepreneurs. 1 Million Cups is a free weekly gathering that helps build startup companies on a grassroots level. Kathleen Hamrick is the director of the UAB iLab at Innovation Depot. She says this event will benefit Birmingham and the surrounding areas.
Critically important, over the course of the next year, we anticipate that about 103 entrepreneurs will be supported by the program because it's once every week, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., two entrepreneurs supported through the program.
Hamrick says the goal is to connect local entrepreneurs to the available community resources that can help their businesses succeed. And the Tuscaloosa Veterans Hospital is holding a job fair at the University of Alabama. More than 30 different businesses are coming together to look for potential employees among Tuscaloosa's veterans. The fair runs from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. tomorrow at the UA Medical Center on campus. Damon Stevenson is the public affairs officer for the Tuscaloosa VA. He says many employers choose veterans because of their work ethic demonstrated in the military.
Many potential employers have indicated they feel veterans are very good employees because they've demonstrated loyalty and the ability to work hard and things that they've proven in the military. So many times employers look to veterans to hire for many jobs they have available.
Stevenson says veterans should come with their resume and business casual ready, as some companies are looking to interview on site. Clear skies in the Tennessee Valley this evening with lows in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the lower 90s. Partly cloudy skies in central and west Alabama and Mobile and the Gulf Coast this evening with lows in the mid-70s. And much of the same tomorrow with highs in the lower 90s. I'm Mackenzie Bates reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.